I'm Nathan Cones with your midday news for this Thursday, June 4th, 2026. Forecasters are warning of a heightened risk of severe weather and flash flooding across Iowa through the end of the week as multiple rounds of thunderstorms are expected to move through the state. The National Weather Service in Des Moines has issued a flood watch for nearly two dozen southwestern and southern Iowa counties, including Audubon, Greene, and Guthrie, beginning late this afternoon and continuing through sunrise Friday, citing the potential for heavy rainfall and severe storms. Rainfall totals of up to 4 inches are forecast in portions of southern and central Iowa by tomorrow morning, with higher amounts possible. The Weather Service warns that heavy rainfall could lead to flash flooding, particularly in low-lying and poorly drained areas. Urban ponding and rises on local rivers and streams are also possible. A second round of storms is then expected late Friday and Friday evening. Forecasters say some of these storms may be severe and could produce damaging winds, large hail, heavy rains, and additional flash flooding. Some tornadoes may also be possible. With all the talk of flooding, do remember it takes as little as 6 inches of fast-moving water to knock down an adult, and just 12 inches of water is enough to carry away a vehicle in some cases. Officials stress that it is never safe to drive or walk in floodwaters. Residents are encouraged to remain weather aware, monitor forecasts, and avoid driving through flooded roadways. And of course, whenever severe weather hits your Carroll Broadcasting stations, I will have an eye on it and keep you informed. Lakeview is diving into the summer season at full steam ahead this weekend with the annual Sip and Sample on Main Street. From 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. on Saturday, revelers will congregate near downtown to enjoy wine, beer, and spirits alongside nearly 100 craft and food vendors. New this year is the Kids Zone, which should help make the libation-centric event more family-focused. For just a few dollars, attendees can purchase a tasting glass and sample offerings from the region's wineries, distilleries, and breweries. Once Sip and Sample draws to a close, many will head to Black Hawk Lake for the season opener for the community's popular Stone Pier Summer Concert Series. At 6 o'clock, Ryan North of Carroll will take the stage to open for Not Quite Brothers. That concert is completely free to attend, and the Lakeview Fire Department's burger boat is expected to be running at full capacity. For more information about Saturday's fun in Lakeview, visit lakeviewlifestyle.com or stonepierconcertseries.com. Both of those links included with this story on our website. Talking about free concerts, just a reminder that the Carroll Chamber of Commerce's Live and Local season gets started tonight as well. Cover that. We'll be taking the stage from 6 until 9 o'clock. Do keep an eye on the weather, though. A chance for rain tonight, so there's a chance that could be canceled or postponed. Do keep an ear out and eye out for that. Looking elsewhere, the St. Anthony Foundation has named Kim Murrell its inaugural recipient of the Peggy White Spirit of Leadership Award. Murrell, who is the owner of Hair and Wigs by Kim, was recognized for her decades of service to individuals experiencing health-related hair loss. The award was established to honor the legacy of Peggy White, a longtime community leader and supporter of St. Anthony, who served on the hospital's board of directors and the foundation board, and who also helped found St. Anthony Ministries. Murrell received the honor during the St. Anthony Foundation scholarship ceremony. For more than 30 years, Murrell has helped individuals facing hair loss due to cancer treatments, as well as other health challenges. Through her partnership with Strands of Strength, wigs are provided at no cost to patients in need. Murrell says it is truly an honor to receive this award. Helping people feel like themselves again during some of the hardest moments of their lives has always been the most important part of what I do. Peggy White was so special, and I only hope to be half the person she was and continue carrying on her legacy of compassion and service. I'm grateful to the St. Anthony Foundation and the White family for this recognition. The award includes a $5,000 financial gift to support charitable efforts and community impact. Nominees for the 2027 award, which would be its second year, will open in January 2027. Gas prices continued their downward track across the state. According to the latest report from the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship in AAA Iowa, as of Wednesday, June 3rd, the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline in Iowa was $3.91, 21 cents below last week, but still 99 cents higher than a year ago. The national average on Wednesday was down 20 cents to $4.26 per gallon. As for Iowa retail diesel, prices rose 4 cents to $5.01 per gallon, compared to $3.30 this time last year. Local prices are 40 cents lower than that national average, which stood at $5.41 per gallon. At the Des Moines terminal, E10 was priced at $2.80, unleaded A7 at $3.35, ULSD number 2 at $3.58, ULSD number 1 at $3.77, and E70 at $2.43. Natural gas prices at the Henry Hub reporting site rose 7 cents to $3.20 per MMBTU. And we do need to step away for just a moment. We'll be right back. More news after this on KCIM.
Worry-free home heating starts with propane delivery and contracting solutions that fit your needs and budget from New Cooperative. Lock in peace of mind now with prepaid or booking contracts, or choose our budget bill propane contract that spreads your payments across all 12 months. When you contract propane with New Cooperative, you get straightforward pricing, no hidden or extra fees, and dependable delivery so you don't have to worry about running low. Contact New Cooperative today for the propane contract that's right for you.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. The Iowa Association of Business and Industry has named the MITM e-power station manufactured by MITM Corporation in Peosta as the winner of the 2026 Coolest Thing Made in Iowa competition. The annual contest highlights innovative products manufactured across the state. This year's competition drew 68 product nominations from manufacturers in 51 Iowa cities before advancing through public voting and a bracket-style tournament that narrowed the field to four finalists, which included the D1075 blast hole drill from Weiler Products in Knoxville, the Ironclad Tornado Shelter and Gun Safe from Ironclad Shelter Solutions LLC in Earlham, and Pella's Steady Set Windows out of Pella, but also produced at the Carroll facility. The contest was created to showcase Iowa-made products and recognize the role manufacturers play in communities across the state. You can learn more about that competition and its winner at coolestthingia.com. Iowa officials are encouraging Medicare beneficiaries to take steps to protect themselves from fraud as part of Medicare Fraud Prevention Month. According to the Iowa Senior Medicare Patrol, or SMP, Medicare fraud costs the national program an estimated $60 billion annually and can lead to financial losses, identity theft, and healthcare complications for beneficiaries. Medicare Patrol Program Director Christy Griffith says Medicare fraud has a devastating impact on both beneficiaries and the Medicare program. We teach people how to avoid Medicare fraud. This helps Iowans and protects the program for generations to come. The Iowa SHIP and S&P program has launched a fraud prevention challenge, asking recipients to complete five tasks aimed at reducing their fraud risk. The challenge encourages participants to safeguard their Medicare numbers, review Medicare summary notices and insurance benefit statements, track healthcare services received, subscribe to fraud alerts, and share prevention information with their peers. The Iowa Senior Senior Medicare Patrol also provides education and assistance to help beneficiaries protect, detect, and report potential fraud, errors, and abuse. For assistance, Iowans can contact Iowa SMP at 800-351-4664 or talk to a SHIP counselor or SMP counselor at their local hospital. Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a bill that will raise the speed limit on two-lane state highways from 55 to 60 miles per hour.
We heard from constituents across the state that they want us to raise the speed limit. I mean, this is grassroots driven. And I think if you look at all the comments and the comments that I've been getting from Iowans, and if you look at social media, they're pretty excited that it's going to be legal to drive what they've been driving.
That speed limit change takes effect on July 1st. Another part of the law just for two-lane state highways remains. So the first two tickets a driver gets in a 12-month period for going 5 miles over the speed limit will not affect their driving record or their insurance rates. And a past president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association says today's fertilizer prices are not sustainable. Lance Lillibridge of Vinton says farmers are basically going broke right now, and he shared that message with Andrew Ferguson, the chairman of the Federal Trade Commission, at a recent forum down in Texas. A Texas farmer there told the chairman the fertilizer industry is basically run by a cartel. Lillibridge says fertilizer costs have doubled in the last 25 years. Three companies control most of North American fertilizer markets today. The Federal Trade Commission has launched an investigation into pricing practices and market concentration in the fertilizer industry, but there's not a lot of faith from the ag sector that that will result in anything. Governor Reynolds, speaking again, has signed a lot of bills into law, including that speed limit one we talked about a little bit ago, but in her final year as governor, Tuesday was the deadline for Reynolds to take action on all the bills that cleared the 2026 legislature. And barring some sort of special session in the next half year, it's the final time Reynolds will perform that duty as governor, and she says it's bittersweet. Reynolds says sometimes the policy objectives of lame duck governors are rejected by other elected officials, but she says her fellow Republicans who lead the House and Senate worked with her to fulfill the promises they all made to Iowans. She considers the property tax limitations signed into law last month as lawmakers' highest accomplishment. And that is going to be wrapping up your midday news right here on KCIM for Thursday, June 4th, 2026. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.